everybody, and welcome to, can you believe it, our seventh modified in-person meeting on air. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. The format of tonight's meeting will be like we've done in the past 6 months, and we'll go around by quadrant and take attendance per se, check-ins, and then we'll go to the announcements from the leadership team and everything after that. When checking in tonight, well, I want to say is video conferencing has been real popular during this pandemic, and I know I've used Microsoft Teams and Google Meet and Zoom. Probably the most popular, most commonly used out there is Zoom. So during the check-ins tonight, I'd kind of like to take a poll and see how many of you, if you are, when you check in, let me know if you're very comfortable with Zoom. Not that I'm thinking of using it for one of these meetings, but you never know with the social distancing we're experiencing. If there was ever a need for us to all meet face-to-face, we might end up using that. So I'd like to find out when checking in if you are comfortable using Zoom. And hopefully everybody got my reminder today that the meeting started at 7:30, so we'll start the check-ins in the Northeast Quadrant. Anybody wishing to check in, please call KD8IIB. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Kevin, and I'm KD8IIB.
K8LE, K8LE, Andy, and yes, I'm somewhat comfortable with Zoom meetings.
Any of those video conference protocols that you specified, Kevin.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal, I'm good for any.
With C3 Charlie Radio Zulu, Bob, not real comfortable. Over.
November Alpha 8 Lima, NA8L, Terry, I am comfortable with Zoom.
Well, I guess we'll take a pause temporarily in the Northeast Quadrant. I've got K8LE Andy, Zoom. NAPBC John with all, Cal K8RLC with all, W3CRZ, Bob, I believe it was, you broke up a little bit, not comfortable, and NA8L Terry with Zoom. W3CRZ, is that correct?
That's Roger, Whiskey 3 Charlie Radio Zulu, not real comfortable with Zoom, some of the other ones I am. Over.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Continuing check-ins in the Northeast Quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel. Not much of a Zoomer.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango. Good with all. Also have an announcement.
Okay, Jay, got that. Continuing in the Northeast Quadrant, we've got KD8OFT Daniel and NAYMT Jay. Anybody else, Northeast?
Kilo Delta 8.
Station that just called, all we got was Kilo Delta 8, then you dropped out. Try again.
Yankee, Papa, Bob, Zoom is fine.
Thank you. mode. Both of you broke up, but I think I recognized the voices. I think it was KD8SYP Bob and KD8RTP John. I did, Bob, I did get that you're a Zoomer, and John, you broke up. I believe that was you anyway. Say again. Okay, John, that was you. I believe it sounded like your voice. You did not hold the repeater. Anybody up there, get him on the input to relay? About this time, we'll assume that was KD8RTP John. And I know he is. I believe he's a Zoom person. Anybody else? Northeast Quadrant.
Yankee Foxtrot was...
Terry, you broke up too. KD8YFW, I believe it was. I recognize the voice, and I know you're a Zoomer. Anybody else, Northeast? Anybody else in the Northeast, maybe we'll get some later. Let's move down to the Southeast Quadrant. This is KD8IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn, and yes, I am comfortable with Zoom.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, and Zoom.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike, and I am comfortable with Zoom.
Okay, Ned acknowledges KD8FYT, Lynn, KB8YVI, Phil, and AB8MW, Mike. Any others? Southeast. Quiet in the southeast tonight. Let's move over to the southwest.
November 8th, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee. Calvin, I'm familiar with Zoom and Microsoft Teams.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo, W8RWR, Bob. And we use Zoom on ATV net, so Zoom for me.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, negative on all.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, and I think I can do Zoom.
Kilo Delta 8 Kilo Sierra India Holly, I think I can do Zoom also. KD8KSI.
November 8 Charlie Oscar Mark, and I'm good with Zoom.
Echo 8 Oscar Oscar Sierra.
Okay, net hold. I've got N8RFY Calvin, W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KD8HBX Jim, KD8KSI Holly, N8COO Mark, and KE8OOS, what was your name?
Good evening, sir. Sorry, late. I was taking some traffic. This is Leo, Lima Echo Oscar in Blacklick, and I can do Zoom as well.
Okay, thanks, Leo. Got you checked in. I thought that was your name, but I didn't have any of the past log seats with me, so I forgot for sure. Anybody else? Southwest Quadrant. Once again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday night in-air, on-air meeting. So this is KD8IIB is net control. Let's move on up to the Northwest Quadrant.
W8KWG, Whiskey 8 Kilo, Whiskey Golf. I can do Google Meet. I've never done Zoom. So I'm not real big on it. W8KWG.
KJ Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike KJ8AM. Name is Kevin. I'm competent with Zoom.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark, and I can do Zoom and a couple others.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Delta, Doc, KE8, DRD, I can do any platform.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Zoom and Google, KE8 A&W.
Google Meet.
Oh, net standby. We had a big double there. Didn't catch either one of you, but I did copy W8KWG Gale, KJ8AM Kevin, NABJF Mark, KE8DRD Doc. You were able to hit it tonight. And KE8ANW Brian. Now, one of you that doubled, try again.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, W8RV. And I can do Zoom and Google Meet.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY, Sharon. I can do Zoom and Google Meet.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank. I've done one other, but I tried Zoom, and all I could get was the video and no audio.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel, Zoom, and Google Meet, ADACM.
Able to hit the repeater, but since the last time I got W8RV Ken, N8SEY Sharon, Kate, OVP Frank, and 88CM Marcel. One more try for the Northwest.
QO8 Alpha Bravo X-ray, Andre.
Okay, Andre, was that Kilo Echo 8 ABX?
Kilo 8 Alpha Bravo X-ray K8 ABX. No echo.
Okay, thanks, Andre. That's what I wrote down, and you say you were familiar with Zoom?
Yep, I'm a okay with any video platform.
Okay, thanks, Andre. And I'm also going to check in KE8EQQ, John. He texted me. He is one of the ones that was trying to check in from the Northeast, but couldn't hit the repeater. But I've got you checked in, John, since you are listening. Okay, anybody else in the Northwest Quadrant? Okay, somebody was trying the repeater that time but did not hold it. But in the meantime, let's go to our friends outside of Franklin County. Anybody outside of Franklin County wishing to check in, please call KD8IIB. Outside of Franklin County was trying to check in but was not able to hold the repeater. Try one more time.
This is Kilo Echo, number 8, Oscar, Uniform, Papa, K-E-8-O-U-P. This is Parker, comfortable with all, Northwest.
Okay, K-E-8-O-U-P, Parker, got you in there now. Anybody else outside of Franklin County, or we haven't gotten in yet? Other people that are unable to hit the repeater, so I will name them. Karen, K-E-8-H-X-D, I know you're listening. Terry texted me and you texted me. I've got you checked in. Okay, one last call for any other call signs that may have been missed.
Did you get me KJ8AM?
Yes, Kevin, I got you in there. I may have forgotten to read it back, but I did get you in there. Well, hearing no more check-ins now. A few people ker-chunking the repeater, basically, but no more check-ins at this time. We'll go back to the announcement from the leadership team and other announcements. And since I've got the mic at the moment, I will go first. The past couple nets, I mentioned that we were going to have Simplex Net next week on the 23rd of September. Patrick is unable to do it that night, so we're going to swap that. Instead, on next week, September 23rd, NHYMT will take the net. And then September 30th now will be our Simplex net using 146.46. Upcoming nets besides those two, October 7th, N8VJF. October 14th will be our in-person, most likely on-air meeting again. And October 21st will be KA8RLC, Cal. One other thing I'd like to mention that we will be doing probably in the somewhat near future, everybody out there, make sure your radios are programmed for the Franklin County repeaters, because we'd like to maybe start on a Wednesday night nets using some of the other repeaters in the county. So if you followed the suggested radio programming list available on our website, you'll have all the repeaters with the exception of one possibly that we make sure you've got them programmed in. Because starting, I don't know, maybe October, maybe November, we may try doing Wednesday night nets on a couple other of the cork repeaters and stuff like those, just so we can see what the coverage is.
OVP.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I asked at the meeting the other day, and 2-4 said it'd be fine to have the net on there. They also, somebody abandoned an antenna about 200 feet higher than theirs, so had a nice piece of hard line going up to it, which nobody was upset about. So they've got a pretty good coverage for a single input repeater. But again, we could easily have a net on that. Go ahead.
I missed the beginning of that, Frank. Which repeater was that?
14724 and a CTS required. KADRE.
Okay, I believe that may have been one of the ones that we were going to use one time. Any PVC or EC, would you like to talk?
Gosh, Kevin, there's so much to talk about. appreciate you bringing this topic up. I think it'll be important for us to understand some other repeaters in the area that we may have a need to use, depending on what sort of emergencies may happen and what part of the county they happen in. So I think that'll be a great thing to do for us, and we'll note how the coverage works so that we have some reference should we need it later, and then we can update our list, because I'm sure there's going to be some repeaters on that list that simply aren't working or aren't there any longer. So that's one thing. I do appreciate the response we had from the tornado warnings that we had back a week ago this past Monday. It was a little hectic there for a while, but appreciate folks that responded during the tornado warnings that happened. Actually, were two that happened in multiple counties within about an hour of each other. I suspect Cal may be talking about this when his turn comes up. I was looking at the SET, the ARRL SET. We got five people signed up for that right now. I would think that we're going to need probably more than five. We're going to have some traffic coming in and out, and we're going to use some folks in our group to handle some of that traffic for us. Again, we're going to need a few more people there. I think right now that's probably... Oh, and I did go to... There's some training information that you can get, and I suggest that everybody go through that. It's like maybe 25 minutes. It's a YouTube video. Go do that. That's a great thing to do. And then there's also... once you sign up in ARES Connect, you also need to sign up for that particular event. Both of those URLs are on our ARES Connect event, so you can get that information from the event in ARES Connect. I think right now, Kevin, that's it. I'll turn it back to you, NAPVC.
OVP questions.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I checked in on ARES Connect, and I guess I signed up for the event, but I did not get any details. They said they would be sent, but I didn't see anything on basically what we'll be actually doing.
Frank, so there's some information on the event in ARES Connect. But we don't actually know what we'll be doing, and that's the magic of the SET. things are going to come at us, and we're going to have to take some action. So we won't really know. Prior to the weekend, the previous week before the weekend, we'll be getting some information about what's going to come, whether it's some sort of weather event, an earthquake, or whatever. We'll get that. There'll be some sort of hints about what's coming up previous to the weekend. So that's about as close as I can come to letting you know what's on tap. NATVC.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I hadn't clicked on the right picture. I should get the information or something. KWB.
Okay, before we go to our next person, any additional questions for John?
This is AB8MW.
AB8MW, go ahead.
I have a question for John. John, do you want me to let the cat out of the bag with the scenario for SET?
No. Probably not a good idea right now.
Roger. In that case, I don't have anything. AB8MW.
I have a question for you, Mike. We're going to need, I hope you're going to be around and can assist with traffic and those sort of things for us.
Most definitely.
Thank you, sir. NAPBC.
AB8MW.
KD8IIB. Any additional questions? Okay, Cal, K8RLC, our event coordinator. Do you want to go?
I can, Kevin. Thank you. This is K8RLC. For events right now, there are none other than, as John previously said, the SET coming up on. The main activities will be on the 3rd and 4th of October. And as John also said, if you go out to ALES Connect and go down to October 3rd, you will find the sign-up for there. And within the sign-up is two additional links. Be sure you go to the first one, the one that starts with the HTTPS forms, and get yourself filled out there. That will get you on the mailing list, so you're seeing all the additional information and stuff going on. And also go down and with the Black Swan activity. Said, a lot of traffic handling and other stuff there, so... there are some videos out there to update yourself on handling traffic and ways of doing that. And with that, unless anyone has any questions, I will give it back to you, Kevin K8RLC.
Okay, thanks, Cal. Any questions for Cal? Okay, then, K8LE, Andy, our Emergency Communications Readiness Program Coordinator. That's a mouthful. Andy, would you like to say anything?
I would like to say a few things, and I'll abbreviate it to MCOM Readiness. I'd like to say hi to everybody on the net tonight. The MCOM Readiness Program is still pretty much in a holding pattern, awaiting some improvement. Although the wait has been made somewhat more pleasant by the great news that we got today about Ohio State Buckeye football coming up October 24th. So that's going to help our spirits quite a bit. We're still in the holding pattern, and we'll remain in that pattern. Probably we'll be keying off of when the EOC opens up for visitors. That's probably when we'll aim for resuming our testing of the radios and antennas, and then we'll be contacting our served agencies and making sure that they're ready for us. But
We do feel like the date is getting closer, and we're happy to see that. Don't really have anything beyond that. Are there any questions at this time that I could answer?
Any questions for Andy?
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie.
Go ahead, John.
So, Andy, I'm just thinking, looking ahead to the SET, and thinking that somehow the coroner's office might be involved, or we might have some part of that involved that weekend. Just, I don't know that for sure, but there's always some sort of injury or death in these things, and so I'm just thinking that coroner's office might be involved in a PVC.
Well, we'll be signing up for the SEC, so, you know, if that's the case, we can be involved in that regard. And I am looking forward to signing up. Until tonight, I wasn't really sure how to go about it, so I appreciate the information about ARES Connect. So I guess that's all I have for the MCOM Readiness Program. Back to Ned.
Thank you. Anybody else? Brandy. Yes, and I too and Holly are both very happy that Ohio State football is coming back. And luckily, I guess you could say it's not till October, the weekend of October 23rd, 24th, whatever it is, October 24th, I guess. So it sets the first weekend in October, so it won't interfere with the Ohio State game. Hi. KD8RTP, John, our training person, and back to you now. You're just in and out. So we'll assume that you don't have anything training announcement-wise to announce since, you know, we're not holding classes with COVID and everything right now. I know there is a VE session coming up within a few weeks. It's up at the Westerville Firehouse, but I can't think of the date at the moment. But anyway, that is coming up just as an FYI.
Information is limited to 6 candidates. K to repeat.
Affirmative, yeah, because there'll be the 3 required VEs, the session manager, and that'll limit it to 6 test people taking the test because we're limited to 10 people in the room at any given time. KD8IIB. Don't worry, Jay, I haven't forgot about you. Hang on. Okay, now we're going to get KD8KSI Holly, who's sitting next to me, just to kind of give a couple reminders and an update.
KD8KSI, this is Holly. I mostly wanted to remind people or pester people. I hear on the news that online shopping is going crazy, and I just want to remind people as we head into the fall and the winter near Christmas, when you order at Amazon, please, if you use smile.amazon, you can indicate a portion or who you want to get a portion, a percent of what you spend, and it'll come back to our group. So anytime you can do that, you can just link and it'll ask you who you want to donate to. So just smile.amazon anytime you order, and we get a percentage of that. And also, again, a reminder, if you have a Kroger Plus card, we actually get more money from that, the few of us that do that, which is amazing because I know there's lots more of us doing Amazon than Kroger. but Kroger also gives us a percentage. Neither one of those programs costs you anything. It's just their way to keep their customers happy. So if you can help us out and do that, that would be great. KD8KSI.
Any questions for Holly? Okay, Jay, NEYMT, go ahead.
This is NEYMT. Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, everybody on the net. Yay, it's my number. I guess a little comment on your shipping thingamajigger and all that other stuff. You're preaching to the choir. I drive for FedEx Ground, and I've been going pretty much nonstop, 12 to 14 hour days since March, pretty much. So, yeah, we're swamped and continuing. It's been like peak season. Anyway, announcement-wise, I guess I'm going to piggyback a little bit on Cal. I just got notified today. I actually had in contact Mr. Craig Thompson. Surprise, surprise, the Vets Memorial has been put into virtual status. I was also informed that the city is not issuing any permits for any organized event, public organized events for the rest of the year. So I just figured I'd throw that out there. But anybody that did have the Vets Memorial, the third one I have on my list, it's not happening. Virtually, anyway. So, other than that, SET, I'll be involved in SET, but I will be at State dealing with SET. Otherwise, I would be helping out at Aries. But back to you, Kevin. This is NEYMT.
Okay, thanks, Jay. And I have a question for you. One of the repeaters that we would possibly like to use for one of our Wednesday night nets would be the one that you have up there. One of ours, I guess. Just wanted to verify that is still capable of putting in FM mode for a Wednesday night net.
Yeah, if you know ahead of time, I can go into it and modify it over and move it over to. I'll have to lock it in analog, otherwise, or actually, I'll just have to take it off the network, and then I'll lock it in analog. Not a problem.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, no problem. Any of the repeaters we use, we're going to schedule ahead of time anyway for a certain night because we've got to get permission, you know, from people to use that repeater that night. So we'll be doing that if we want to use yours one time. KD8IIB. Okay, let's see. I'm looking down through my list, and I don't see Richard, Ed. Tell you what, let's do another round of check-in, see if there's anybody else that's joining us late.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, N8UTI, Ed.
N8UTI, Ed, got you in there, and Ed is our, I guess what I want to call database manager or whatever, so Ed, do you have anything for the net?
Lately, some work just on the web. No, don't really have anything. N8UTI.
Okay, thanks, Ed. Anybody else in the leadership team I may have missed, or anybody else with any announcements they'd like to make, call now.
N8PBC.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
So one other thing I want to mention sort of goes with the sporting events opening up and other things. The governor's office submitted a bill that got passed today. It's a liability bill that protects, you know, people like to sue other people. So if you would go and eat in a restaurant and quote-unquote come down with COVID-19, this bill will not allow you to sue anybody. As long as guidelines were followed and those sort of things. So that passed, and it goes back to March of this year through, and it goes into 2021. So
there's good coverage for businesses and those sort of things. So I thought I'd pass that along as well. It doesn't, it won't go in effect for 90 days, but once it does go in effect, it goes back through March of this year, through up into sometime in 2021. I'm not sure what the date is. NAPBC.
Thank you, John. NAPBC. This is KD8IIB. Any other comments for the net tonight? Any questions?
Kevin, OVP.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I was just wondering, if we had two or three rooms, could we give more than six people a test? And I'm not familiar with it, but the 2-4 does have a optional digital input. And you can ask me, I'll ask the officers in the club, but they have given, they said they'd be glad to do it any Wednesday.
Okay, thanks, Frank. I'll make a note of that. No, I don't believe they can use multiple rooms on a VE session because it has to be monitored.
Well, we'd have to get more monitors, but at least we could have more than six people.
I suppose it would be possible if we could find a location, but the one coming up is at the Westerville Firehouse in that one back room, and their rules are no more than 10 people. So this session anyway is limited to six people taking the test and then the three VEs and the session manager. Any other questions out there? Any late check-ins? Any closing comments from John, Cal, anybody?
Kevin, this is NAPBC.
Go ahead, John.
you asked. So anyways, I want to thank you for emceeing tonight and all the things that we covered. Holly bringing up the smile in the Kroger thing, that's great, great idea, because we forget about those things sometimes. So overall, appreciate all the efforts tonight. NAPBC.
W8RW.
Thanks, John, and go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just thought I'd put this over the air because we use it. Zoom. It's pretty good for what we use it for, and I think it's great. We don't get on the radio much anymore because we use Zoom, and it's pretty good. W8RW.
I agree, Bob, and Zoom does seem to be one of the most popular platforms. I know Cal and John and I are very familiar with Zoom because we're in weekly meetings with Zoom. And besides some other meetings I have, not that we, it's kind of a thing that came up in my mind that, you know, we've had, this is our seventh in-person meeting on the air, and I don't want to forget what people look like, so I'm just toying with the idea of possibly having one of our in-person meetings if this continues to go on where we can't meet in person. Maybe we'll try a Zoom meeting sometime. It was just a thought I had, so I thought I'd check. And you never know, if a true emergency came up, we may have to utilize Zoom anyway for some things, assuming the Internet's up. So it was kind of nice. I wanted to, you know, make a note of who in the net tonight was comfortable with Zoom. KD8IIB. Any other questions, comments, or anything like that for the net? Please call.
Video, the 162.55 was off the air for about a week after that tornado came through. So I really think we need, I wish we had an alert system that, quote, did not depend on infrastructure, unquote. Where have I heard that?
Yes, so true, Frank. So true. And yes, it was struck by lightning. The 162-55 was hit by lightning. What irony. John, I think I heard you double with Frank. Was that you?
It was. So regarding Zoom, let me tell you, we might, if when we do Zoom, that does not mean we won't use the radio as well. We do that over on Coslin quite a bit, and it works out pretty well. So there may be something that we want to demo on the radio or whatever, so it works out really well to have both radio and Internet Zoom working at the same time. And that's it, NAPBC.
Hey, I know something we really ought to try. We ought to try Zoom over the, I'm drawing a blank right now. I want to say WebNet, but you know what I mean. The, our own little Internet thing. What's it called? Come on, John. You know what I'm talking about. The, I'm drawing a blank. The Internet, radio Internet that we are setting up.
WebLink?
Yes, it just came to me.
The WinLink, Kevin?
No, not WinLink. It came to me. It was MeshNet. It's not really up and running right now, but reliably, and I believe the bandwidth wouldn't be wide enough for anything like Zoom. It was kind of more of a high type of thing there. KD8IIB. Any other questions or comments?
Kevin.
I heard my name say that. Who was that?
Benny Weinstein.
Oh, go ahead, Jay.
We're adding a mesh net to Columbus as well. The location.
Oh, I know, but that was more like I said, a high idea, because I don't believe MeshNet would handle, you know, 30 or 40 people on a Zoom conference call anyway. But that, since John mentioned, you know, Zoom and others like that, I thought that I'd throw that out there. One last round of check-ins. Anybody in there that has not checked in yet tonight?
It's UJville.
KGUJ, Bill, I got you in there. I assume if you're calling from way out of town, you did hit the repeater this time.
I did. After 3 weeks of not hitting it. Go ahead.
Okay, are you at your home KTH right now, or are you here in Columbus?
Negative. I'm my home base station here in the Carnegie, Monroe County.
Oh, you're sounding good. Thanks. Any other additional check-ins? With no further business or check-ins, I'll go ahead and close our on-air, in-person net, I guess you'd call it. So thanks to everybody who attended tonight, and talk to you. See you all next Wednesday when NAYMT will have our usual Wednesday night net at 8 p.m. Looks like it's about 20:20 right now, so we'll close the net and return the repeater to normal amateur operation. Thanks again. KD8IIB.